In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adi Lila, after introducing the Panchatattva in several chapters, who are these leading personalities in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, very logically and very appropriately, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami starts presenting who are the, from the main branches of the Chaitanya tree, what are the sub-branches? The two main trunks, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, then Advaita and Gadadhar. When he goes through the main trunk of the Chaitanya tree, he starts with the residents that were the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. And then he goes to Jagannath Puri, and one verse he identifies who the main personalities were here in Jagannath Puri. We have discussed many of them already. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarup Damodar, Kashi Mishra. Then he mentions Bhavananda Roy. So we're going to spend some time this morning talking about who is Bhavananda Roy and the sons of Bhavananda Roy, and particularly Gopinath Patanayak, and then tomorrow we'll visit the place where they lived. I guess we're going to visit the place they lived, Alalanath. So Bhavananda Roy's home was Alalanath, which is 12 miles, get ready for a bus ride tomorrow, 12 miles west of Puri. And Alalanath is particularly known, more than is the home of Bhavananda Roy. It's the place every year Lord Chaitanya would go during the time that Lord Jagannath is not visible on the altar, because it's after Snan Yatra and before Rath Yatra. We go to Alalanath. So the first, Bhavananda Roy had five sons, the eldest of whom was Ramananda Roy, and the next was Patanayak Gopinath. Patanayak is a title of a tax collector. It's a common name here in Orissa, Patanayak. Patanayak Gopinath. Then Kalanidhi, Shudhanidhi, and Nayak Vaninath, five sons. Lord Chaitanya, that the first time that they're the five, or the Bhavananda Roy and his sons are introduced in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is apparently the first meeting, it's after the South Indian tour, so Lord Chaitanya has already met Ramananda Roy. And we'll go to the home of Ramananda Roy tomorrow also and speak about Ramananda Roy. So he already knows Ramananda Roy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come back from his South Indian tour. He's given his residence at the house of Kashi Mishra, which we visited, Gambira. And different devotees start to come to get his association. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that. So one of the visitors that visited him right in Gambira was Bhavananda Roy. Because Ramananda Roy had been appointed governor of what is now Madras, and so to give you some idea of how vast the kingdom of Maharaj Pratap Rudra was, extended way north beyond Cuttack and the whole of Orissa into parts of West Bengal, all the way down to Chennai, and in a westerly direction also, not just along the coast, in parts of Andhra Pradesh. Maharaj Pratap Rudra was a big king, not just a little landholder king. So he appointed the eldest son of Bhavananda Roy as the governor of that very important city. So when Bhavananda Roy came, he was without Ramananda Roy, but the other four sons came with him. And when he was introduced, Bhavananda Roy was introduced by Gopinath Acharya. He indicated, "This is the father of Ramananda Roy, who you have met when you were in South India, and his other four sons." Mahaprabhu's immediate response was, "The glories of a person who has a son like Ramananda Roy cannot be estimated." What a great personality you are. And he then declared in front of all the Vaishnavas, "You are Maharaj Pandu, and your five sons are your five highly intellectual sons are the five Pandavas, and your wife is Queen Kunti." Bhavananda Roy said, "Now, what would you do if somebody said something like that?" Bhavananda Roy said, "I'm nothing but a fourth-class man engaged in mundane affairs. Although I am such a low-born, worldly person, you are showing kindness upon me and you have even touched me. This proves that you are the personality of Godhead." Now their caste by birth, so Ramananda Roy's caste by birth was, those of you from India know these meanings, is a Kayasta. And Prabhupada says in Orissa, there's some other name, Karana or Kayasta, which is considered a Shudra caste, something like commonly engaged in clerical work in a government office, like that. No, in a government position, but not in an official, like Ramananda Roy was. In one sense, Ramananda Roy was in a Kshatriya position, but by birth his caste was Kayasta. So he characterized himself as a Shudra, and Bhavananda Roy characterized himself as a Shudra. "I'm a fourth-class man, engaged in mundane affairs. And although I am totally unqualified, you're showing your mercy upon me. You have even touched me. This proves you are the personality of Godhead." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. He just smiled. Then Bhavananda Roy said, "Myself and all my possessions, my home, my riches, my servants, my five sons, I surrender fully at your lotus feet. They are now your property. You can do with them whatever you like. I and mine. This is in the process of surrender. This is Atmanivedana. First meeting. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Manasa, Deha, Geha, Yogi, Chumor. I am yours. And what's mine is yours. Please just engage us in your service. First meeting. For now, my son Vaninath, he can stay with you and serve your lotus feet day and night. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reply, very sweet. He said, because you are not outsiders, I accept. He said, you and your sons are my eternal associates, lifetime after lifetime. How's that for an introduction? Then he said, your son, Ramananda Roy, will reach Puri in 5 or 7 days. And I am very eagerly looking forward to his coming, because in his company, I will enjoy the greatest happiness discussing topics of Krishna with such a qualified son. So it's like a full circle from when he first met him. Anyone who is the father of such a qualified son, their glories are inestimable. So now he's saying, I'm very saying the same thing without saying all glories to you. Your son is so glorious. When Ramananda Roy arrives, how happy I will be. So Bhavananda Roy felt how blessed. Mahaprabhu said, bring your sons forward. And one by one he had the sons pay their obeisances, and he placed his feet upon the heads of each of the sons and Bhavananda Roy. They left. It was just after this that he then called for Kal Krishna Das. Send him here. He's free to go wherever he likes. Just this mood and that mood. Later in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a whole chapter dedicated to describing the dilemma, worse than dilemma, the life-at-risk situation of Gopinath, the next son of Bhavananda Roy. So, King Prataparudra, with the second son of Bhavananda Roy, he engaged him in the government service of being a tax collector. And the eldest son of the king, it doesn't give his name, it just gives his, you know, the terminology for his position, Badajana, the eldest son of the king, came to know, he was an envious type of personality, quite different than Prataparudra Maharaja's father, and he came to know that Gopinath was embezzling. The program was, he was to collect a certain amount of taxes. Some amount of that taxes he would keep, and the balance he would give to the king. That was how he would take care of his services. So a very qualified person to very conscientiously receive the taxes, give to the king the major portion, and keep something for himself. But Gopinath was keeping, he was reporting less and keeping more. Embezzlement. So the son of the king informed, he went to Gopinath and confronted him and said, you're not giving the proper sum of money to the king. And Gopinath said, I don't have all the money now. I'll give it soon. And I will pay you what I can now in the form of providing some horses. You just provide me with a fair price. So he brought some horses. And the son was appreciating the value of the horses and gave a much less price than the value of the horses. And so Gopinath said to smart aleck statement, why are you not giving me a fair price for the horses? None of the horses are making this kind of motion with their neck like you do. Because the Bhadajana had this idiosyncrasy. I know one devotee that does like this. He goes like there's some kink in his neck and he's trying to. So he was insulting. The horses should be given a fair price. They're not of a lower quality because they go like this, like you do. So the son was in a get-back mentality. He went to his father. Gopinath has not given the money. Then his father said, well, he should give the money to the government. That's his duty. It's his job. So by some means, see that you get the money. Very reasonable. So with that order of the king, the son ordered Gopinath to be arrested and brought for execution on the Changa. And the Changa was a raised platform. Underneath there were swords sticking straight up. And the program was, on the count of three, you pull the floor out, and the person falls on the swords. And they die. It's execution. So Gopinath was arrested, and arrangements were made to construct the Changa. And word got out that Gopinath is being executed, the son of Bhavananda Roy. Bhavananda Roy is such a dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Something should be done. So the devotees went to Gambira. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, please do something. Gopinath is going to be executed. So Mahaprabhu said, what is he being executed for? Well, the son of the king says that he should be giving more money in taxes to the king. And Mahaprabhu's response was, why are you dragging me into mundane affairs? I'm a sannyasi. If Gopinath has taken money that belongs to the king and using it in sense gratification, he should be punished. When one executes duties, nice moral instruction. When one executes duties in life, one is responsible to do them in a proper way. And if one is cheating, the king is right to punish him. What is wrong? Don't drag me into these worldly affairs. If you do, I'm going to leave Puri. Don't do this. Well, the devotees didn't want Mahaprabhu to leave Puri, but only he, as far as they could see, by his divine influence, could do something. The Leela is, that it's all described at the end of the Leela, very, very wonderfully by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanted to instruct that if you are a devotee, it doesn't mean you can do whatever you like in the world because you're a devotee. You abide by ethical, moral, lawful conduct. You should, even more so because you're representing Krishna and the devotees of Krishna. A devotee should be very careful in their ethical dealings. And if someone is not ethical in their dealings, there are laws for such unethical dealings, and such persons should be punished according to the law, whatever is just. Not, oh, but he's a devotee. We sometimes have that, hear that kind of thought. No. So the devotees didn't know what, they can't appeal to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they have to do something. And so someone somehow got through to Pratap Rudra Maharaj and told him the whole situation. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj, it was Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, I think. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj said, I never told my son to execute him. I said, get the money by whatever means. And if you take his life, that doesn't get the money. But I don't care for the money. I care for Bhavananda Roy and his sons. Give the order to release Gopinath Bhattanayak and absolve him of all debt. Give the message right away. So he was removed from the Changa and given release. Then this news went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy. Because of my name, he's now relieved of his responsibility for his misconduct. He was not pleased. Then again, he was not pleased. So this message again went to the king. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not pleased. Just to release Gopinath Bhattanayak was not what he was wanting. Because he's thinking it's because of his wish, because it's his devotee, that he not be punished. Then the king said, let Mahaprabhu know, it's not, has nothing to do with their being devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's the family of Bhavananda Roy. It's like my own family. And when the son does some mischief, the father overlooks the mischief. It's his son. He loves his son. He doesn't reject his son or execute his son because he does some mischief. In fact, because the Bhavananda Roy and his family members are so close to my family, not only I relieve him of the debt, but I wish to reinstate him in his position and give him a raise so he doesn't have to embezzle anymore. He'll have the extra money. And not only that, I want to honor him with a silken wrapper, you know, a sign of esteem when they, you know how it is, when you want to, there's some ceremony and you give someone a silken wrapper. Now imagine what Gopinath Bhattanayak is undergoing. He's on a changa. He's, you know, he's going to be executed. And all of a sudden, he's taken off the changa. He's given his position, given a raise, and honored. So now I want to, the dialogue is very nice. When the Bhavananda Roy, along with his sons, come before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambira and speak their heart before Lord Chaitanya. Here's King Pratap Rudra. I shall absolve Gopinath Bhattanayak of all debts, but don't speak of this to the Lord. Simply let him know that all the family members of Bhavananda Roy, including Gopinath Patanayak, are naturally my dear friends. Bhavananda Roy is worthy of my worship and respect. Therefore, I am always naturally affectionate to his sons. This is Kashi Mishra was the go-between. After offering obeisances to Kashi Mishra, the king returned to his palace and called for both Gopinath and the eldest prince. The king told Gopinath Patanayak, "You are excused of all the money you owe the treasury." And the place known as Malajatya Dandapat is again given to you for collections. Do not again misappropriate the revenue of the government. In case you think your salary insufficient, henceforward it will be doubled. Wow. After saying this, the king appointed him by offering him a silken wrapper for his body. "Go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu," he said. "After taking permission from him, go to your home. I bid you farewell. Now you may go. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can certainly become spiritually advanced. Indeed, no one can estimate the result of his mercy." Gopinath Patanayak achieved the result of kingly opulence due to but a glimpse of Lord's mercy. A glimpse. This is abhas, just like we have nam abhas. There's shuddha nam and nam aparad, and in the middle is nam abhas. This is not the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's mercy abhas. It's just a reflection of the real mercy. The real mercy is awakening of love of God. But listen to Gopinath's, the sequence of events. So this turnaround is but a glimpse of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Indeed, no one can estimate the results of his mercy. Therefore, one can... Gopinath Patanayak was lifted onto the Changa to be killed, and all his money was taken away. But instead, his debts were excused, and he was appointed collector in the same place. On one hand, Gopinath Patanayak was unable to clear his debt even by selling all his possessions. But on the other, his salary was doubled, and he was honored with a silken wrapper. It was not the desire of Lord Chaitanya that Gopinath Patanayak be excused of his debt to the government, nor was it desired that his salary be doubled, or that he be reappointed collector of the same place. When Gopinath Patanayak's servant went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed the Lord of his plight, the Lord was somewhat agitated and dissatisfied. The Lord had no intention of awarding his devotee the happiness of material opulence. Yet simply because of his being informed, such great result was obtained. No one can estimate the wonderful characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot understand the intentions of the Lord. Kashi Mishra then went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed him in detail of the king's intentions. While hearing about Kashi Mishra's tactics with the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Kashi Mishra, what have you done? You have made me indirectly take help from the king." Kashi Mishra said, "My dear lord, the king has done this without reservations. Kindly hear his statements." The king said, "Speak to the Lord in such a way that he will not think, for my sake, the king has forfeited 200,000 kadis, kahandas of kadis, whatever that is." "Inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that all the sons of Bhavananda Roy are especially dear to me. I consider them like members of my own family. Therefore, I have appointed them collectors in various places, and although they spend the government's money, eat, drink, plunder, and distribute it as they like, I do not take them very seriously. I made Ramananda Roy the governor of Rajamahendri. There is practically no account of whatever money he took and distributed in that position. Having been appointed collector, Gopinath in the same way was generally spending 200,000 to 400,000 kadis as he likes. Gopinath would collect some and pay some, spending it at will. But I would not consider this very seriously. This time, however, he was put in trouble because of a misunderstanding with the prince. The prince created this situation without my knowledge, but actually I consider all the sons of Bhavananda Roy to be like my relatives. Because of my intimate relationship with them, I have absolved Gopinath Patanayak of all his debts. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not know this fact. Whatever I have done, it is because of my intimate relationship with the family of Bhavananda Roy. Having heard from Kashi Mishra all these statements concerning the king's mentality, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. At that time, Bhavananda Roy arrived there. Bhavananda Roy, along with his five sons, so Ramananda Roy is in the company, along with Gopinath, with his sporting his new silk wrapper, fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who lifted up Bhavananda Roy and embraced him firmly. Thus, Ramananda Roy, all his brothers, and their father met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Bhavananda Roy began speaking. What's he going to say? Same as he said before, they are your property. He said, all these members of my family are your eternal servants. You have saved us from this great danger. Therefore, you have purchased us for a proper price. You have now demonstrated your love for your devotees, just as when you previously saved the five Pandavas from great danger. Different Leela, same Bhav. Gopinath Patanayak, his head covered with a silken wrapper, fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and described in detail the king's mercy toward him. The king has excused me for the balance due. He has reappointed me to my post by honoring me with his silken cloth and doubled my salary. I was lifted on the Changa to be killed, but instead I was honored with this silken cloth. This is all your mercy. On the Changa, I began meditating on your lotus feet, and the power of that remembrance has yielded all these results. Struck with wonder by my affairs, the populace is glorifying the greatness of your mercy. However, my Lord, now he's going to go not for the glimpse or the abbas, he wants to go for the shuddha coming up. However, my Lord, these are not the principal results of meditating upon your lotus feet. Material opulence is very flickering. Therefore, it is simply a glimpse of the results of your mercy. Your real mercy has been granted to Ramananda Roy and Vaninath Roy, for you have detached them from all material opulence. I think that I have not been favored by such mercy. Kindly bestow upon me your pure mercy so that I may also become renounced. I am no longer interested in material enjoyment. Mercy. Just to covet such a desire very sincerely and pray for the fulfillment of such desire instead of this, that, Om Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you all adopt the renounced order and lose interest in dealing with pounds, shillings, and pence, who will take charge of maintaining your large family? Whether you are involved in material activities or become completely renounced, you five brothers are all my eternal servants, birth after birth. Just obey one order from me. Do not spend any of the king's revenue. First, you should pay the revenue due the king. Then you may spend the balance for religious and fruitive activities. Don't spend a farthing for sinful activities, for which you will be the loser both in this life and the next. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade them farewell. Thus, so now it's Krishna Das Kaviraj analyzing the Leela. The mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was spoken of in the family of Bhavananda Roy. That mercy was clearly demonstrated, although it appeared to be something else. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them all and bade them farewell. Then all the devotees got up and left, loudly chanting the name of Hari. Seeing the extraordinary mercy the Lord granted to the family of Bhavananda Roy, everyone was struck with wonder. They could not understand the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, when all the devotees had requested the Lord to bestow his mercy upon Gopinath Patanayak, the Lord replied that he could do nothing. I have simply described the chastisement of Gopinath Patanayak and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indifference. But the deep meaning of this behavior is very difficult to understand. Then he starts to explain it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much to Gopinath Patanayak without directly making requests of either Kashi Mishra or the king. The intentions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so deep that one can understand them only if, we've been dancing around this question for the last several days, how do we understand? Intellect. No. I'm not enough advanced. Well, how do you understand if you're advanced, not advanced? This, by the mercy of the Lord, and having faith in the mercy of the Lord. So this is the declaration. After saying one can't understand it, then one can understand it. One can't understand it by ordinary means. You cannot see Krishna with these eyes, but you can see Krishna. You cannot understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that the pastimes of Mahaprabhu are like a bottomless ocean. Even the ocean is difficult to find a bottom, but it has a bottom. The ocean of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are bottomless. And to search for the, you know, like why, that, you know, the bottom line is, you can't find it. But faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his divine mercy then makes something, at least a drop of understanding out of the whole ocean. So the intentions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so deep that one can understand them only if he has complete faith in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Whether or not one understands it, If one hears of this incident concerning the activities of Gopinath Patanayak and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon him, so did we hear this pastime properly? Certainly he will be promoted to the platform of ecstatic love for the Lord. And for him, all dangers will be nullified. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. There's one purport where Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati Thakur comments that one should always remember that he is eternally a servant of Krishna, whether one is engaged in material activity involving pounds, shillings, and pence, or is in the renounced order. He should always think that he is an eternal servant of God, for that is the real position of the living being. Both taking sannyas and dealing in pounds, shillings, and pence are external affairs. Not one is external and the other isn't. They're both external. Both of the world. But behind the of the world program needs to be transcendental consciousness. To do this or to do that as the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. This is certainly Mahaprabhu's teachings. Kiba vipra, kiba nyasi. That's not our real identity. Our real identity is the eternal servant of God. In any condition, one should always consider how to please and satisfy Krishna. Thus, even if one is involved in great material affairs, he will not become attached. Conversely, as soon as one forgets that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes involved in material attachments. However, if one is always conscious that Krishna is the Supreme Master and that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, he is a liberated person in any condition. Entangling material activities will not affect him. So the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very, very deep. And taking a plunge in the deep ocean, one comes out purified and attracted, curious, to hear about further and try to understand and appreciate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful exchanges. The nice instruction at the end there was, don't try to understand, but let the hearing develop a faith and in the merciful nature of Krishna. Merciful nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how that mercy comes into our life. Well, one thing for sure, it's not according to our plan. Our organizers of the yatra will verify this. And those who, like one devotee, came here from a long distance away, and his employer called him and said, I have a special assignment for you in Bangalore. You have to leave immediately. Or another devotee came here and got a serious fever, and all good intention to the Holy Dhamma. And life has that. So how does a devotee face situations like that? At least in Gopinath Patanayak's case, The cause was very clear. It was illegal. And with the money, he was engaged in sinful activities, according to the indication. Dallying with dancing girls, the indication is. Gopinath Patanayak, son of Bhavan Underoy. It's not clear exactly what he did, but not giving the money to the king was wrong. So although there's many layers of lessons, but when an obstacle comes, a devotee should remain fixed. This comes from the very beginning, Narada's instructions to King Indradumna. He came all the way from Avanti to see the Lord of his life, Nila Madhava, and brought his whole kingdom with him. And Nila Madhava went away, or just disappeared. So, obstacles. Stay fixed and faithful. Then one can understand the Lord, the Lord's intention. The Lord's plan may not be clear, as that obstacle is right in front of you blocking the path. What's the plan? The plan is become more fixed, become perfectly fixed in the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then you will understand, even more than if there was no obstacle, how the Lord is merciful. Nice words to describe, difficult to execute. Thinking of different devotees, knowing obstacles that are right now staring them in the face. But that's an opportunity that the Lord is providing. And this past time, the Lord is showing that. He's also showing that as devotees, we must, to please the Supreme Lord, we must act ethically. There are comparable instructions in other religious teachings, but it's a principle. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so in the Bible, there's I particularly recall this from my presentation on Sadaputta's book on and in this video on the construction of the universe, mysteries of the sacred universe. He explains, this is a little side path, Sadaputta explains that in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva chooses to use a certain model of presentation. His model of presentation is simultaneously presenting different things. And if you don't know the big picture of those different things, seeing several things at once can be mind-boggling. And you can't sort it out. And in part, it's intentional, so that rascals can't sort it out with their little pea-brain intellects. But those that are submissive and can get the big picture, then it's masterpiece. So he gives, as an example, he shows a very ancient painting of Krishna sitting with the cowherd boys, with the calves and the cows, and Brahma on looking. Another part of the same picture is Brahma's putting the calves and the cowherd boys into caves. And in the same picture, Brahma's coming back, seeing the calves and the cowherd boys. Three different parts of a leela, all in one picture. So if you don't know the leela, the whole big picture, what's going on? There's Brahma, and there's Brahma, and there's Brahma, and there's Krishna, and there's Krishna, and then there's no Krishna, and there's cowherd boys, and now they're in caves, and there's cowherd boys. What's going on? Can't figure it out. Then he gives us another example. So, but if you understand the whole Leela, the picture's beautiful. The picture speaks 1,000 words. Then there's another. He shows in this video a medieval Christian painting of a story from the Bible. It very much relates to the Gopinath Bhattanaik story. There's one of the disciples of Christ who is a fisherman. Forget which one. And in his net, he catches some fish, and it shows that. Shows that in one part of the picture. Then when he opened the fish, he found some gold coins. So the next frame is the tax collector confronting the fisherman. The gold coins belong to the king. And then in the Bible, Christ is asked, does the gold coins belong to the government or to you? And the answer that Christ gave was, render to Caesar what is Caesar's, render to God what is God's. That was his answer. The next frame, it shows the fisherman giving the money to the tax collector. But this is, you know, it's a theme that a religious person should act in a theistic way. It's not because we're a religious person, we don't care for the authority of government, because after all, it's just mundane government. We care about only one thing, God. And everyone else is, you know, inconsequential. So we make up our own laws because we're godly people. So that's not... Mahaprabhu is... This is the third time saying it, so I don't need to repeat it again, but his teaching through this Leela is he wants us to act in a lawful way, respectful of the laws of the land, while conducting our lives in a God-conscious manner. It becomes more difficult as governments become more cuckoo. But still, within reason, you don't break the law. We abide by the law. And within that frame of law-abiding persons live peacefully and prosecute God consciousness. Not this other idea. We're above the law. So while our teaching is a transcendental teaching, we should live within theistic conduct. That's the message. And part of theistic conduct is this respecting. Even the government may be whatever it may be. Corrupt and, you know, selfish and highly political and all kinds of other not nice things. We abide by the laws of the land and go up a little higher. Act ethically. Whatever it is that we receive, but let it come through our honest labor, and don't use it in a sinful way, but rather use it in a religious way. And in that frame, we can fix our mind to get this eagerness for the full mercy. So that's what happened to Gopinath, that the cloud cleared. Now he understood this interest in wealth and position. It's so flickering. Just like that, it's gone. And just like that, it's back again. And just like that, it's gone. Just, what's the use? So when one receives even a drop, even a Abbas form of the Lord's mercy, it provides the framework for receiving the fullness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So all this pastime took place right here in Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu is delivering his devotee from worldly entanglement and in place giving love of God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.